As Florence was making its way through the Carolinas across the globe, another severe storm made landfall in Asia. Typhoon Mangkhut worked its way through the Philippines and Hong Kong before touching down in southern China on Sunday. Officials reported more than 60 dead in the Philippines, with dozens more missing, possibly buried under landslides caused by the typhoon. And at least two deaths were reported in Hong Kong. Lindsay Billing is a freelance reporter currently in the northern Philippines, which was directly hit by the storm.
You could say that the effects are mostly agricultural to the crops and also to the homes. There's been a lot of devastation in the coastal towns to people's homes, and just buildings and cities have just been completely wiped out. So there's a lot of work to be done on rebuilding and a lot of work to be done from aid organizations with housing these people in the interim.
And I know that landslides have been a big problem. What do the current rescue efforts look like in the areas affected by landslides? How are they being coordinated?
So right now yesterday there was the landslide with the miners, and there are a lot of people on the ground, but journalists on the scene have been saying that the rescue efforts, people are digging out the victims with their hands just because they're racing time right now.
Wow. And you said that the areas most directly hit by Mangkhut are agricultural centers. Do you have a sense of what the economic impact could be following the storm?
Yes. Well, one farmer told me yesterday that he has lost 70% of his crop to the typhoon. In these areas, people are reliant on agriculture. It's corn and rice and grain, and the harvest, a lot of people did manage to harvest before the typhoon, but those who didn't have just lost enormous amounts of their crops. So, you know, the effects economically are going to put a, you know, they're pretty huge right now.
And it appears that the death toll from Mangkhut in the Philippines will be relatively low compared to Typhoon Haiyan in 2013, which killed at least 6,300 people. What did the country do to prevent a disaster of that magnitude from happening again?
So a lot of people have credited the government on their efforts to alert people with evacuation centers and drills prior to the typhoon. And basically, I think that the Philippines was more prepared on this occasion. And, you know, the Philippines isn't averse to typhoons. We have as many as 20 a year. But the death toll was a lot lower due to these evacuations, and people really took them seriously this time. So the government was more organized and had more resources and systems in place to be prepared. More money and time was spent on drills before the typhoon hit. And Typhoon Mangkhut was on path to hit nearly 5 million people, but I think that the preparations and the evacuations really paid off on this occasion.
And looking ahead, does it seem like the government has a plan for recovery efforts in the wake of Typhoon Mangkhut?
Yeah, so right now there are INGOs that have come up to the affected areas in northern Philippines to assess the damage and work out where is best to place their efforts in terms of food distribution and shelter kits and aid. What I'm hearing from the residents in these areas that have been badly affected is that they need shelter and building materials most, and of course, financial support. I know that World Vision, CRS, Relief International, CARE, and of course, the Red Cross are in the area right now assessing the damage. And after they've assessed the damage, they'll put together what they need to move forward in the coming days. Right now, aid hasn't reached Apari or Bagao, and people are waiting for it, essentially.
All right, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Lindsay Billing is a freelance reporter based in the Philippines.